Hi, and welcome to the Live Beautifully podcast. I'm your host, Katrina Scott. Today is a special episode. I just want to wish you a beautiful Thanksgiving filled with love, laughter, and gratitude. Wherever you are, I hope your heart and belly is full. Please tell your families I say hi, and that I'm thankful for them too. I'm sitting here in Arizona. We're visiting here and my family's actually visiting too. And it's Thanksgiving morning. I wasn't going to record today, but I thought it'd be a great day to share some gratitude with you all and some very special guests. I also know that the holidays can be a tough time of year for some. Maybe it's distance where you can't be with family, or maybe you're in a different situation than you had planned. And for some, maybe an empty seat at the table. My heart is with you all. And I know one thing for sure, brighter days are ahead and hope heals. Through life, love, loss, the best thing we can do is soak in every moment with loved ones and feel the blessings in our hearts. I love this quote, acknowledging the good that we have in our life is the foundation for all abundance. That's by Eckhart Tolle. And then my girlfriend, Jen, also shared this yesterday. Maybe the amount of extraordinary things that happen in your life depend on what you see. It's a quote by Sophia Jones Short. So let's open our eyes in this moment right now and see all the beauty we have in our life today. I have a few special guests today, my mom, Mama Jane, my dad, Chris, my brother, Stephen, my sister-in-law, Natalia, Brian, hubby, and of course, Bella. They are all sharing what they're thankful for and a wish for you this holiday season. We're going to kick this party off with Mama Jane.
Okay.
My mom's sitting here looking at me like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're making me do this. It's time for Mama Jane, which she has never been on the podcast, but I think that this is just the beginning of something amazing that we could do together. She wants to kill me, her face. But here's Mama Jane. You haven't even had a glass of wine yet.
I know.
I probably should have given you Sauv Blanc. Okay, so my first question for you, Mom, is what are you grateful for, especially within the last year?
Well, many things I'm grateful for. First and foremost is the health of everybody, which is awesome. We do have friends that are not quite as healthy as we want them to be, but they're gaining ground. What I am very thankful for this year is that both of my children have the most unbelievable spouses and for giving us grandchildren.
Aww. What is your wish for her at home listening right now?
I wish for you that you are happy and healthy and with family and having a great Thanksgiving.
Love you, Mom. Next time I'll look her up. Love you.
Love you too.
Dad just walked in and said, how did Mom do? She was really nervous. All right. So now I have my dad, Chris. Many of you have met him. A lot of you met him at the Boston tour for Tone It Up. And many of you know that he has a radio voice. So he's about to show me up right now, and Live Beautifully will officially be Christopher Hodgson's show. But Dad, thank you for coming on. I would love to know what you're grateful for over the past year.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. My first thought for how I'm grateful is just collectively over the many years that you and your family and Stephen and his family and your extended families really have kept and built a strong sense of family bond. When Mom and I were first married, we committed to a strong family unit, and that's so important to me and to us. And it's just so wonderfully amazing to see just how you all have captured the same family bond. You know, in life, there's challenges and there's celebrations. And with a strong family bond, the celebrations are easier. And when challenges come, the solutions are easier. And family support is so critical. And we've all had good times and we've had challenging times. But the most important thing that I'm so grateful for is that you all have captured that same sense of family bond and how necessary it is for you to succeed with your life, with your family, and being just good, happy people. That's so important.
And our friends are family too.
You have a great group of friends. I said it at your wedding that good people attract good people. Mm. And it gives us a lot of comfort to see you all collectively supporting each other. And even though there's a lot of miles between us where we live and where you live all the time, we feel very close. But we also feel that you are protected and you are supported so nicely just because you have, you know, attracted a really good group of people. And even through your community and the people, you know, who cherish you and what you stand for, that they benefit from that. But I see also that you benefit from their support. And that's huge. And it makes a dad feel good.
I'm going to cry. It is true that family, you know, family is who you're with and who you spend your time with and who you love and who you support and supports you. And our friends have become our family and we have a California family. And I always just want to emulate what you found important growing up. So thank you, Dad. Things I always talk about how things were so important to you growing up. The traditions and making sure that we always had things that we could really remember and hold on to.
Most importantly, you always allow me to be the dad. And sometimes I can't help myself and give you advice and guidance, even though you know the answers yourself by now. And you also laugh at dad jokes, which is necessary. You'll be there someday.
I was thinking that you're about to tell me some dad advice right now. Okay. So what is your wish for her listening in and tuning in right now at home?
My wish is for everyone to certainly look at the positive side of life. And even when you are challenged and when things get a little difficult, to just take a step back and to admire how fortunate we are. It may be in small ways, it may be in big ways, but it's a lot more difficult to retain anger than it is to retain grace. And it's so important to have everyone really put a positive spin on things and be polite. I always say it's easier to be friendly than it is to be angry. And sometimes we get in situations where we feel a sense of anger if somebody crosses in front of us or someone does some nasty thing or says a bad thing. But in the end, if we can turn and make it a positive and look at things in a positive way, those actions, those statements back at other folks can diffuse such negativity. Just remember to be positive, to be friendly, and look on the positive side and treat everyone with kindness.
I love that. I think we need a whole episode with you, Dad. Okay, thanks for coming on. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay, now I have my big brother, Stephen, which many of you have seen him on Instagram and just through the years, a lot of you have followed him and supported him. So we all love Stephen and he's the cutest and the best brother. Do you need water?
No, I'm okay. I have bourbon.
Bourbon? See, my brother's smart. The turkey is literally in the oven and we're just popping into the closet and just recording this and it's hilarious. Okay, I'm very excited for this. Okay, Stephen, what are you grateful for, especially over the last year? And we celebrated your 40th birthday. So that was pretty incredible. Last New Year's, his birthday's on New Year's, which I don't know if that's like a good or bad thing. Anyone else have like holiday birthdays? How do you feel about that? But we always make the best of Stephen's birthday. Yeah. What are you most thankful for?
Yeah, no, it's amazing to be here. Thank you very much for having me in your studio or closet. In either capacity, it's beautiful in here.
Kind of a mess.
Well, I have to say I've never seen such a nice view, comma, out of a closet.
It is nice.
It is really nice.
I'll post a picture.
Yeah, post a picture. It's peaceful. But yeah, thank you for having me on the podcast. You know, I am a listener. I have to be. I'm a big brother. Mm-hmm. First to censor and audit. Second to support. Maybe it's vice versa. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I think the last year was amazing. We had a really great birthday. And I've always enjoyed having a birthday on the holidays. I think December 31 being New Year's Eve is a unique birthday. Holiday mix because it's not everybody stay at home and be together with only the ones closest to you. It's go out in your flashiest and your best and celebrate the world around you too. Mm-hmm. And so it's always nice to think that everybody in the world right now is putting on their best of the year.
And celebrating your birthday.
And celebrating alongside me. I used to think that yes, they were celebrating me, but I'm a realist, so being able to say that they're celebrating alongside me is fun. And I've made a friend in the last 10 years, my good friend J.R. Beersmith, who you know very well. His birthday is January 1st, and so the many times we've been able to celebrate New Year's together. We've high-fived at the end of the countdown, passing the torch from my birthday to his. And it's always been something pretty fun to do. But to answer your question, what am I most grateful for? It's got to be the most cliche answer you're going to hear. I'm a family guy. You know how we were raised.
Dad already took it.
Dad took it. Of course he would. I mean, he brought us up, so you get it. But it's perfect. We were raised in a home to appreciate the perspective of others, obviously, and to engage in a positive forum, you know, through thought and experience. But to understand that you've got this world of people out there that you can knit together and create sort of a social circle of support when you need it and celebration when you achieve it. And the name you give it is family has been something that's been absolutely incredible. We grew up, Katrina, you and I grew up together with this extended family during the holidays, getting together of cousins that were actually like third cousins. They were still our family. They were the people that we got together with. And we loved them very much. And we always appreciate, you know, time with them. And now that we're in South Bay together, we have a different version of family, but it's still our family. And it's always nice to be able to lean on them when we need to and support them when they need us and celebrate together, as I said, the wonderful lives we all have. And as long as you focus on how wonderful life is, it is wonderful. And you can triumph through anything, you know, to get to that point. So yeah, I'm most grateful for the people around me that I respect and appreciate the most. And there may be some people that don't know that I consider them family. And there's people that very much know and understand that I consider them family. But I am very grateful for everybody in my life that has been there for me and is there with me and vice versa. So that's my succinct and short answer.
You're literally dad's twin. It's adorable. We're not sitting around the table right now. Like it's one person after the other. So he did not hear my dad. Okay. Any piece of advice or what you wish for her listening at home?
First of all, she's phenomenal. And if I'm going to share a message with you, the listener, I'd have to say you're wonderful. You are in a place by being a listener and by living beautifully that you can look internally and you can identify, you can audit whatever it is you're going through and you have the wherewithal to say, this doesn't work for me or this is supporting my mission. This is supporting my purpose. And be it socially, professionally, whatever you're working towards, you have the ability to say, I'm not living beautifully by doing this. And you can have that pivot or persevere conversation with yourself and say the thing I'm really looking forward to or take advantage of the thing that would really change my situation for the better is X, Y, or Z. And to stand up as a powerful woman and make that change or position the things around you to enable that change. I think that's what living beautifully is all about. I think it's being able to look internally and have control over your direction in life. And so saying that, the only thing I can share as a wish for you is that you continue to be aware of the fact that you have control over these situations. You are the main character in your movie. I want and I wish and I pray that you continue to be able to identify the opportunities in your life that give you the strength to be that character, to be that person, and to see the end from the beginning.
You're the best. Didn't I tell you that he's the best? Love you. Thank you.
I love you too. This is nice. And I'll be back hopefully soon.
Everyone's gonna request a podcast of you and Dad. Thank you, Stephen, and love you.
I love you too. You're very welcome. And thank you for having me on. And if you do ever want to have a special with Dad and I would say to the listener, you should get your father, husband, boyfriend, fiance, brother, son, and we will talk all the things that are great wine and mediocre golf. Well, thank you. I love you, Katrina.
Thanks. Love you too. Yay. All right. Now I have my amazing sister-in-law, Natalia. Many of you know her as well. And I would love to know what you are most thankful for, especially in the last year.
So excited to be on your podcast. This is my first podcast experience. Oh. So the last year, I am most thankful for life and creating life. I am pregnant right now, as many of you may know, and it's a constant reminder that life is so precious.
And if you could tell her anything at home, like a wish for the holiday season or for the new year or the whole year coming up, what would you wish for her?
My biggest wish for you all is that you find fulfillment and joy, whether it's in your career, your family, friends, or all of the above. I truly wish you so much happiness and joy and laughter and to enjoy the little moments in life.
I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. All right. Second to last guest of the day, because I still have to interview Bella. This is actually the first time that I've had Brian here. Hi, honey.
Right? I'm here. Mic's on, ready to roll.
We definitely need to do full episodes together. This is very exciting. So he took a break from cooking. As many of you know, he's the chef in the house. How's our Thanksgiving dinner coming
along? Great. Bella's in charge. She's got the baster in hand and she's, you know, it's 350. It's totally cool.
Well, while Bella finishes the Thanksgiving dinner for all of us, what are you most thankful for over the past year or a decade, however long you want to?
We're going way back. Man.
Maybe after the last year, I think.
I'm thankful for a lot of things. And I think like the last 2 years particularly have put a lot in perspective for everyone. Your family, your friends who are now becoming your family. And, you know, and families that are growing. And that's what's like so exciting, I would say, for Katrina and myself is just that, you know, we're trying. And you have to be hopeful and positive. And, you know, I'm grateful for the positivity that Kat exudes. And I think that, like, as a community, you hopefully feel some sense of that. She does a fantastic job. You guys might not see or hear everything that she says, but she is the most inspirational, aspirational, motivational, that we could throw in there. But I'm very grateful for Kat, totally grateful for Isabel. And I just think that, you know, one thing that Kat's always done really well is including everyone in whatever she's doing. There's not a friend that she has that would not say the same. And then I think that's sort of like a template or a lesson to kind of apply to your own life going into, you know, the holidays in 2022, like who and how can I be a little bit more inclusive. And there's so many people I think that need something right now. And I think you probably have already identified one or two in your life. And let's do that. Reach out to them. Let them know that you're grateful for them. And then get the conversation started and make 2022 the best year ever.
I love that. I love you, honey.
Love you too.
So if you could tell her anything right now, listening, maybe she's driving, maybe she's with her family, maybe she's traveling or home.
So like 5 minutes ago when Kat was like, hey, you're going to be on my podcast. The first word that came to mind was resilient. And I think that's what we've all kind of learned that we need to be more of. I don't think there's anyone out there that doesn't want to be more resilient, because that means you can deal with whatever is thrown your way. And you never know. You know, obviously, over the last couple of years here, some crazy things have happened. And I think the intro just to this episode sort of Kat hit on that stuff. But if you are able to approach challenges with an open mind and then apply the tool set that you've got either in your own mind or through your network of friends and family, like I was saying, like I think resiliency is the key to, you know, obviously being grateful and also being successful and also ultimately being happy. Shameless plug, and living beautifully.
It's a good plug. Thanks, honey. I love you.
Love you too.
We'll do more together.
We should.
I'm going to do Bella now.
Okay.
Will you go grab her?
I will grab her.
Thanks, honey. Okay, Bella is on her way in to the studio. Isabel.
I think mommy wants to talk. This is going to be fun.
That's a microphone.
That is a microphone.
That's singing.
That's good. Okay, Isabel, I would love to know, what are you most thankful for?
Ice cream? Yes.
Okay. Now, what is your wish for her at home?
I love this home. I want you. I love you.
Aw, love you too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Aw, I love you, sweetheart. Can I have a kiss?
Look at me. Bye-bye.
What I'm thankful for is everyone you just heard from, and our family, our health, Bella, and of course, all of you. And my wish for you is a peaceful heart, a life filled with love and laughter, genuine friendships, healing, hope, and of course, abundance. I'm wishing you a beautiful season and the absolute best year ahead. We are doing this together. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Thanksgiving. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning into Live Beautifully today. I hope you loved this episode and that you feel empowered, connected, and of course, inspired to live beautifully. Make sure you subscribe so you're the first to know when a new episode comes out. I love seeing your reviews and hearing how this podcast is making a positive impact on your life. So if you haven't yet, I'd love for you to leave a review. I read everything from you and it means the absolute world to me. I'll be sharing your reviews and stories on Instagram at Katrina Scott. Also for Ask Me Anything episodes, literally anything, text me on my cell at 213-205-3604. 213-205-3604 with anything you'd like to talk about. Title your text AMA for Ask Me Anything so I can look out for your message. Thanks again for tuning in and sharing this with your girlfriends. I cannot wait to chat soon. Let's live beautifully together.